Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Sammy from Kansas. Funny story, I actually called yesterday. I was in the middle of my story and something really creepy happened. That kind of shook me up. I'll tell that part of the story after I get through, so it'll make sense after I get through my story. So basically, just a little backstory, starting over, is when I was about 12, my dad remarried, and she had two young boys as well, and then they had a child together, so my half-sister, and she was fairly young when this happened. This was about 10 years ago, like I said, I was 12. So they had just moved into a new house. It was kind of like eerie. I didn't like the feeling I got when I was there, but I also watched a lot of horror movies as a kid. And so it was kind of just like how I just always over speculated on everything. I thought, oh, this is haunted, whatever. So that was just kind of where my mind was. And I tried not to think too much about it, but the house was old. It was creepy. It was creaky. It was just kind of unsettling basically, but nothing, you know, too wild. So, the first night that they moved in, actually, I babysat the kids a lot, the two young boys and my little sister, who was probably like three at the time. I would babysit them. He paid my phone bill, and he kind of used that against me, like, you know, I pay for this. You need to help me out. You need to do this for me or whatever. So on the day they're moving, they went back to get one last load and left me there with the kids. We were in the front room watching TV, and I heard a big crash. It sounded like metal on metal. I didn't know what it was. I was freaked out, obviously, but the kids were always scared of everything, so I couldn't really react in fear of them getting really upset. I just kind of acted like I didn't hear it, and then a few seconds later, it happened again, and I was too freaked out to even stay in the house, so I took the kids. We went out on the front lawn, like the front porch area, and we just kind of waited. It was maybe like another 45 minutes until they got home. So that was the first kind of unsettling experience, nothing too crazy, just a noise. You know, I thought maybe something fell or whatever. So after that, I remember looking around. I didn't see there was nothing out of place. Nothing had fallen. So I never had an explain for that, that happening. So an explanation. So fast forward about 6 months, like I said, I live in Kansas. It's close to the, about 2 hours from the Oklahoma border, where there's quite a few casinos. And my father and my stepmother would go there often, and I would stay home and watch the kids. I obviously didn't enjoy it, but it kind of wasn't my choice. So they would go, and like I said, 2 hours away, kind of scary for a 12-year-old to be watching her younger siblings. But one night specifically, the creepiest, scariest, most unexplainable night I've ever had. So I was in the boys' room. They shared a room, and it was me and my sister in that room. I don't remember the reasoning, but I know that the boys were in the parents' room, my dad's room, and they were in their bed. I don't remember why we did that, but I just remember being on an air mattress in the boys' room with my little sister. It was about 2:30 in the morning, and the dog there would always bark. I mean, constantly barking for no reason. I mean, no apparent reason. It would just be down there barking and barking and just going at it. So that, I think that was what woke me up that night. I haven't told this story to anybody, so a couple of the details may be a little rusty, but from everything that I have always, that's always sat with me. So I remember the dog barking. I think that's what woke me up. For a minute, you know, when you just wake up, I just feel like it was one of those, I woke up and I was just instantly awake, and there was something was just like bothering me. I don't know what it was. So I think I was laying there with my eyes open for a minute, and like the floors were creaking, I heard somebody walking. So I looked up, the closet light was on because I was too afraid to be completely in the dark. And all I could see was the reflection of the closet light, the door, the light in there. So that was the only light I had, but I kept hearing the footsteps, and I kept thinking, what is that? So I looked up, and I seen my stepbrother. The reason I knew it was him was he kind of had the signature 2007, you know, like the whole Bieber cut thing. He was like maybe 8 or 9. So I just remember seeing that haircut and thinking, what is he doing? You know, at this point, I think I just saw him pass. He went from the bedroom to the bathroom, and it was just a straight shot. So I thought, what in the world is he doing? I didn't say anything. I was just kind of sitting there and thought maybe he thought I was asleep or something. And then I watched him leave the bathroom and go back to his room, my parents' room, and he did that about 3 or 4 times before I was kind of getting freaked out. I'm not sure if he knew I was awake or whatever, but at some point, instead of passing my room to go to the bathroom, he stopped right in front of the doorway and was staring at me, and I couldn't see his face because of, you know, I just had that little bit of light from the closet. I could just see his hair. I could see the shadow of his body, you know, and the outline, and he was just staring, you know, just facing me. And I thought, he knows I'm awake. You know, so I said, Elijah was his name. I said, Elijah, what are you doing? And he didn't answer me. And I thought, what in the world? And I yelled his name again. He didn't answer me again. So I think I screamed it. And, you know, I said, Elijah, what are you doing? And he turned around and walked away. And I thought, what in the world is he doing? So after that, I yelled his name again. He wasn't in my sight anymore, but I thought, he's awake and he's, you know, he's acting weird. So I yelled his name like 3 or 4 times before he woke up, or Elijah walked in the room, and he said, what? You know, he was rubbing his eyes. He had just woken up. And he said, what are you doing? And he said, what do you mean? I said, what are you doing out there? He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I just woke up. And I said, you know, I was like, what do you mean you just woke up? He said, I was just laying in bed. And I noticed, I looked at him, and he was in just his like, boxers, like underwear. And I thought the boy that was looking at me was fully dressed. He had I noticed like a hoodie or like some kind of jacket and like a heavy sweatpants. And I didn't even think about it when he was there, but I thought he was literally gone for 2 seconds. He couldn't have went in there and took off all his clothes and came back, you know, and he looked like he had just woken up, and I had scared him out of his sleep by yelling his name. So I mean, the eeriest feeling got over and like creeped over me. I had chills, and I just thought, what in the world was that? You know, I saw somebody walking back and forth and then stopped and just staring at me, and it wasn't him. And the only thing that made me think it was him was the haircut. And I just thought, what in the world, who was that? You know, that was just the creepiest feeling to me. I didn't tell him what happened. You know, I said, oh, maybe I was seeing something. You know, like I said, I couldn't scare him. He was young, and I knew that if I did, it would just be bad news for everybody. So I just told him, oh, maybe I saw something, you know, or just come back in here, come sleep with me. And so the boys came in, and they both slept with me in my bed that night. And after that, I refused. I wouldn't go over there. I wouldn't be alone. I wouldn't babysit. The feeling of knowing they were 2 hours away and I was there in that house just wasn't, I couldn't do it. When my parents first moved into that house, they had to fix it up a lot. And they always said from the beginning that they felt like there was a presence there, not malevolent, not evil, just they always said they had a feeling it was a young child because it was playful. They would turn on lights and walk back into the room a minute later and the lights would be off. Doors would be open and then they would be shut. And it just seemed very playful and very, you know, just kind of it obviously felt creepy. But so anyways, I haven't told that story in years. I think I told my dad the next day, and I think that was the only time I ever repeated it. What reminded me of it was a few days ago, I had just gotten home, and I actually just recently moved into my mom's house, back into my mom's house. I'm getting surgery soon, and I need to be able to pay for it. So I moved back into my parents' house, and my mom, not my dad. So I was going through some stuff. I had just moved in. I was unpacking, and I found a pillow, and I hadn't seen the pillow in years. And I remembered that I put it away. I hid it away because it was a pillow that I took with me, like, everywhere. It was kind of my, like, protecting, you know, like that soothing thing for me. And I had it with me that night. And after that night, I remember putting it away, and I'd never touched it. But when I was at my mom's unpacking back boxes, they were from like when I was really young, and I seen that pillow, and that's immediately what I thought of. So it was actually in the shed, and I brought it inside, and it just, you know, that was the story I thought of. So I called to tell you, this is the second part of this, you know, what I did when I called. So I was calling, and I was in the middle of my story, and I had the pillow with me, you know, it was like next to me when I was thinking about it. And I got up, and I'm like walking around telling the story, you know, I was standing up, and I'm telling you guys the story, and I turn around, and the pillow isn't there anymore, and I was like, what in the world? And I look over, and it's sitting on the chair, like completely on the opposite side of the room. It was on top of it, like it's something, I wouldn't put it there where it was. And I just thought, what in the world? And it immediately got a chilled feeling over me. I freaked out. I was like, what was that? And I hung up the phone immediately. I was telling the story, and I thought, oh my gosh, all these emotions are coming back and all, you know, that feeling. And then I knew I didn't put that pillow there. And I just immediately was like freaked out. I hung up the phone and I just like lay there chilled for like an hour. Anyways, I'm sorry. That was kind of long and long-winded. So I hope you guys, I hope you stuck that out. I don't know what to think of it. I don't know what to think of it happening, something like that happening again after so many years. It was just freaky to me and just had that eerie feeling all night long. Like I wasn't alone. Like some, I don't know. I just, all those memories and those feelings came flooding back. So yeah, what's your guys' opinion on that? I mean, any advice that you may have on, you know, how you feel about that happening again or what you think about any of it. Anyways, I appreciate, you know, you guys doing the show. I think it's so awesome. It's like the only thing I can just listen to constantly. And it's really cool to know that other people have had these experiences. So yeah, anyways, thank you guys for listening. And I hope you have some good advice for me because it's kind of freaky. Anyways, have a good night, guys. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I didn't didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.